The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk on the day that Lindsay Keeble has announced her retirement at the end of the season from London Pools. But the good news is she'll still take part in this year's Fast Five. Lindsay explained how she got started.
Previously, I was at Saracens Mavericks for 9 years. I was also at Team Bath, and I've been at Dragons as well. So I've been around for a while. I used to play for England. I've got 12 caps for playing for England, and I played between 2009 to 2016. So I was in the programme for a really long time. I went to World Youth Champs in 2009, representing England alongside people like Stacey Francis, Ebony Beckford-Chambers, Serena, Jo Harden. Very, very lucky in that age group. And before that, the way that I got into netball to a high level was actually through my school. My school, a little secondary school in Essex, we managed to get to school nationals 3 times. We won it once and came top 3 times. And that was basically where I got picked up. So I got screened at the age of 16. I was quite old. 16 is quite old to get picked up. We didn't have amazing things like NPL. I remember the first year that we had a version of it was in 2006. And it used to be like, I used to get a phone call from Maggie Jackson going, do you want to just go and play? And I'm like, yeah. And you'd rock up. And then there was my idols of like Amanda Newton, Naomi Siddle, Sonia McClamer, just like chilling out. And they'd be watching our game. And I'd be like, oh my gosh. So very fortunate. And so school nationals was where I got selected from. I went into potential talent camp when I was 16, so year 11. Wasn't very successful my first year. Didn't really know how to train. Basically just played netball because it was fun, and it was better than swimming because you drowned if you talked to your friends. So that was good. Kind of learn how to train properly, sort of what was expected of me as an athlete, how to put together a program. We had old school ring binders where you'd write in what you would do each week, like a planner. And our home coach, our home training coaches used to take it in and see what we'd done. And they'd just be like, Lindsay, what have you done this week? I'm like, oh, I played 6 games of netball. They're like, what training have you done? I was like, one. So I was a bit of a keno when it came to playing, but I didn't train as probably as well as I should have done. Then as I got older into sort of sick form, I had a PE teacher who was just amazing and basically took me underneath her wing. And so I said, right, if you're going to take this seriously, let's get you trained properly, get you fit, get you up to standards, so that when I went back to trials when I was 17, I was really, well, gunning for it. I tried really hard. It was just my aim to just get into the long squad. And I went through from regional, so from Essex. Then I went through to East Regional in Bedford, the good old Bunyan Centre. And then from that, I went to Loughborough and actually made it into the long squad for under 17s, under 19s. And I went to my first FINA in 2005. So, yeah. So it was a bit of a whirlwind. I tell everyone, even now, I'm like, you don't have to be in a system from the age of 13. You can join at any stage. There's other ladies such as Amanda Newton, ex-England captain. She didn't get picked up till she was 16. So all these timings is everything. Whereas you could be as amazing as Jeeva Mentor and play for England at the age of 16 and be in a World Cup at the age of 18, like Jo Harten. So I always say there's no time span of when your time is to be at the highest level. And I look at some of the incredible athletes that we've got at Pulse at such a young age. You're just amazing. I'm blown away. I wish I was that good at that age. I just wish I knew how to train that well.
How important is it to continue to raise the profile of netball?
I think as females, we do have a real big responsibility making sure we're sharing on passion. Also making sure that we're aware of kids. Now that women's sport is becoming more professional, it is really hard. I've had devastating moments in my career through injury, not having contracts renewed and things like that. And it can be really devastating. And I've been always really blessed that my mum's been very good at grounding me and being like, no, you've always got a backup. If sport stops or unbeknown it stops to you, then you've always got an outlet of something else that you're really positive on and really good at. And I think that also helps drive people that you need to make sure that you've got options career-wise afterwards. And even the most amazing sportswomen and men, there is an end point. You know, our bodies can only hold up for so long. And some people blessed, like Jay Clark, who's currently in our Super League team. She's still going after 20 years of playing at England at high level, which is just phenomenal. And then you have other athletes that sadly have a 5-6 year career and that's it, and they're out. And you get very grateful. And I think female athletes are much better being in tune with their bodies. Mm. And I think relating that to younger girls is really important as well, like understanding the importance of looking after yourself, understanding your menstrual cycle and everything like that to help with your performance of sport. Mm. And I think young girls need to be aware that it's great that that's your career and making sure we're preparing them for that. That, mm. you know, you could leave school and be a professional athlete. That's blimmin' amazing. Mm. Like that's, it's not just being a tennis star or a golfer now. It's like all sports. Mm. It's a great feeling as a teacher to be able to inspire people to do that.
Lindsay will end the season with 250 appearances in the Super League.
I keep joking to Sam Bird, who's our coach. He's like, but mate, I'm feeling old. Now Jaden and Chelsea's joined us. I can't play that card anymore, unfortunately, because they're the same age and older. So, yeah, it's definitely things you have to take back a bit. Like I have a bit more of a unique programme now. Piotr, who's our S&C coach, we have a bit more of a varied style of what I can do. And they're very good at understanding that netball is a priority, but I have another responsibility. I have, you know, 70 kids on a boarding basis that need me, and you know, for school needs me to work well with that. So yeah, it can be quite draining and you do get tired, and I do miss that 21-year-old self where you'd be like, you do training, go out partying, come back at 4 a.m, sleep for 2 hours and head to training. It was like, I can't even imagine not having 6 hours sleep. But yeah, no, I definitely love it. And considering I've been in Super League now for 16 seasons, it's quite crazy to look back and see how many I've done. It's just mad.
Speaking at the start of the season, Lindsay was quite clear about Pulse's aims.
We have to make top four because we came fourth last year. We came third in the season, fourth overall. And yeah, we should be aiming for that final. Like, I don't think our team is going to take anything less this year. Definitely no, Sam won't take anything less this year. We're in a really good position. Like, four of our athletes have been out in South Africa playing for England, so that's just amazing. And all of us guys back home, we've been training really hard. It's you know, it's difficult when you've got players who are out there doing their role and their job as an England player to represent, and so back home we've got to make sure that we're training just as hard so they can slot in and feel that they're being pushed back here in London as well. And, you know, we've got a copper box to fill. We need to put on a good show. We've got the capacity of over 7,000 people that could come and watch us on a weekly basis. And, you know, we're building upon that from last year. We were really blessed to have a really solid fan foundation who are absolutely formidable. Like, you know, they come in every week. They come to the copper box. They come and watch us. They pay their money. And I'm really grateful for those people. And I feel the audience these days have really changed. We're getting loads more dads and daughters or dads and sons. It's fantastic. You know, like, it's really varied. So really, really enjoying that.
And Sam Bird had this to say.
Lindsay is a fantastic ambassador for netball. I have worked with her in two environments and she's just really positive, always open to learning, really collaborative, always helps me out when I need something. I would say, like, she's the perfect team player. She's great with the other players. She's highly respected by all the staff and the players and the fans. And I would like to congratulate her on an outstanding career, number of England caps, 250 Super League games.
Our complete Lindsay tribute will be online at the end of the season. Many congratulations, Lindsay. She's free on match days now. That gives me an idea.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.